selamanya. Hati telah terikat sepasang mata menikah melambungkan asmara yang selalu meminta mengulur senja menanti datang sang pemilik hati. Menanti sejak terbit mentari, tak sabar untuk berbagi segala isi di hati. Ceriakan sanubari dalam berjumpa di ujung hari. Indahnya kisah kasih kita di masa remaja, di bawah rayu senja kita di madu bermanja. Tiada masa-masa yang lebih indah dari masa remaja. Seakan dunia milik berdua, hati terasa
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saudara, beragam warna kita, suku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Listener, still here in Indonesia today with your host Ray, and today I have a special interview. It is about the world of martial arts, and it's coming from Indonesia. And as you guys know, the Indonesia's Pencaksilat is currently being given to the UNESCO as the maintain martial art from Indonesia and is going to be acknowledged worldwide. And so right now I have a special guest. She is the coach of Silat Harimau Minangkabau, and also the descendant and also the heir of the Silat Harimau Minangkabau, Faradiba Masyara. How are you today?
Hi, it's a very great day today. Thank you very much for the greetings.
Okay, so Farah, can you tell me a little bit about the Silat Harimau Minangkabau? Because as I know that you are the descendant of the Silat Harimau and also the heir that is going to continue the Silat Harimau Minangkabau.
Yes, that's pretty much a valid information. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm Farah. So Silat Harimau Minangkabau is actually the origin of martial arts coming from West Sumatra. Right before now, our grandmaster, Edward Datrajo Gampo Alam, this silat only taught for the heirs and only for the grandchild. And this silat is very forbidden to teach out of our descendant or out of our family. But starting from our grandmaster, this sixth generation, after my great-grandparents, he won that this silat is being famous to the worldwide. So everyone will know about our original Silat Harimau Minangkabau. So what was the difference? What was the origin? How our hand place is just like a tiger. So maybe that's a brief about Silat Harimau Minangkabau that we are currently. We also have a branches in London and also in Singapore. And our grandmaster, Edwell Datorejo Gampo Alam, is often come to Europe to having the workshops and also having a class outside Indonesia. So that's the brief about Sadharma Minangkabau.
Oh, I see. So it is like an inclusive type of pencaksilat. Yes. Okay. That is really interesting. And what difference from the, what you said, that is the difference from the Harimau Minangkabau and other pencaksilat gurus, or maybe pencaksilat, is like the type of the hand that you use, like the kuda-kuda, as you say it in Indonesia.
Yes. So there are also our differences. It's very much we have a stance. Hmm. Maybe if we all know that in Indonesia, the silat, we have a high stance, like people usually standing to fight each other. But in our silat Harimau Minangkabau, we have a low, very low stance that it looks like a tiger. And we usually do the low stance and we hit the vital things from the low stance, and we kick like the legs and also the place that it only can be reached if we doing it very low, not standing. So that's one of our difference. And why we call it also different in Minangnes, in Minangkabau, our silat is a very close thing that the access is very limited for everyone. Mm-hmm. But as our grandmaster want to make a silat to go to the worldwide, so everyone could be have the access. So yeah, maybe our grandmaster, we can call him like very visionary, and they want our heritage, Indonesian heritage, can be known to the worldwide. So yeah, that's what we call it as a different, because we don't want this silat is being extinct. That's why we want to preserve it.
Oh, I see. Because, boy listener, as you know, Indonesia's martial art, especially in pencaksilat, is widely known worldwide. Just like Farah said before, it is known in London, Singapore, and also Europe. And most of the time, it being used also in movies such as The Raid and John Wick 4, if you guys know. And Farah Diba, speaking of the known pencaksilat in worldwide, how do you see the development of pencaksilat in Indonesia, especially the Silat Harimau Minangkabau, after being ratified by UNESCO in 2019, and it is going to be spread worldwide even more, that people around the world will see that pencaksilat is from Indonesia?
Yes, that's a very great thing. Like, after pencaksilat is ratified by UNESCO in 2019, it very spark and renew the hope among the practitioners in the silat that our martial arts is finally recognized to the worldwide. It's really elevate our profile of silat and giving the practitioner the sense of validation of their commitment to preserving the cultural heritage. We know that our grandmaster, our older in silat, is push their limits to make silat great again, to make silat can known to the worldwide. We know that the raid, the karambit, the weapon that used in John Wick. Mm-hmm. The weapon itself, the karambit, is coming from Minangkabau. Mm-hmm. Our Silat Harimau Minangkabau is also doing the weapon. Mm-hmm. Yes. And because of the UNESCO recognized our silat, however, this support is really helped us. A lot of people worldwide is coming to Indonesia, and they want to look out what is the origin of silat. And yeah, in silat, we know that foreigner is having interested to Indonesia martial arts. So after ratified by UNESCO, it really help us. It really make our spark great again to preserve martial arts.
Okay, so just like you said, and from what I can see here, you are also the coach of Silat Harimau Minangkabau. And mind if I ask you, how old are you currently right now? And it is really interesting because you seem so young for training other students. in Pencaksilat. And it's actually a hard martial arts to learn, not like other martial arts that we know.
Yes, so I just, in this year, I'm 24 this year, and I start learning about the Silat Harimau Minangkabau starting from 8 years old. I don't get any pressure. My father never asked me to join Silat, but I just joined by my intuition, like, Dad, I want to start Silat because a lot of boys annoys girls in the school. So yeah, I think that's natural call for me. Yeah, it's not easy to become a coach in this age.
Yeah, I see. Because you and I probably is currently in the same age, but I don't really know martial arts, so that you can maybe like hit me hard, and I'll just pass out in the ring if we started a fight. Okay, so how is the preservation of traditional Pencaksilat in your school? How do you manage to get new students every year, and how do you like manage to attract people to join your Silat school?
Yes, that's a very good question. It is not easy to having a student Silat martial arts these days, because we all know that people brand Silat as an old school sport that, we know that Taekwondo is maybe more prestigious and more exciting. Yeah, what we do is we do the social media things. We make videos to entertain people, and we also doing the workshops. We make an awareness that why we need Silat, because in this era, there are a lot of kind of bullying. So what we can offer to the parents is self-defense, and also the great things is our sport ministry already want to support Silat as an Olympic sport, right? So that's the things we can share the awareness to the people why we need to preserve Silat, because we can recognize the achievement, and also why we need to defend ourselves with Silat, because our ancestors using Silat to protect our homeland. So yeah, from the social media things and also the workshop. We're also doing some curriculum, like we all know that in kindergarten they have a summer school. Yeah, we do some of summer school activity in different school. Like previously we do in K school, the Finland school in Senayan. They have a summer school. So we introduce the Silat. What is Silat? And we engage the kids and getting to know about Silat itself.
Oh, I see. So you approach it since the early age, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So because kids usually find things that is unusual that in their daily lives is quite interesting, because they don't usually see things, and maybe they start to think that, wow, it's cool, I want to join and start getting into Silat. But we must also be proud of Indonesian martial arts, because it is from our country, loyal listener. And another question, Farah, what are the strategies you use to face opponents from usually other countries, usually since the Pencaksilat is also be known as an international martial arts sport? What do you think that is the cutting edge or the heads up from Indonesia to other countries that learn Silat?
Yes, this is very important. It's something that we all need to address together, because it's very big homework for us to face the opponents from the other country, like many in Southeast Asian country already start a Silat. And I think this is things we need to start to collaborate with everyone, with government, with also the Indonesian itself. We need to raise the awareness among the Indonesian, particularly start from the kids, to ensure that they understand about Silat, that our Silat is our indigenous, our heritage martial arts. And from the government, maybe in educational ministry, we can start to include Silat as a curriculum, or maybe as the extracurricular, because when we look out in school in Indonesia, not all school in Indonesia have been pencaksilat of their curriculum, or maybe their extracurricular. But we know that other martial arts is already there in their school. So we need to do the collaboration, and not just government or the practitioner itself, but also all the people in Indonesia, especially the younger generation. So we can start to spread what is silat, what is silat look like. Absolutely, the thing is we need to rebranding silat as something to be proud of. We need to make a key that silat is not something old school or some martial arts only used by our ancestor, but what's something we can pride of. Maybe we can overlook in Korea. Maybe in Korea we can. One of 10 guys in Korea, they used to learn about Taekwondo from very beginning. But when we overlook Indonesia, 1 to 10 students, maybe just half or maybe below of the half student ever know about silat, not learn about silat. So maybe that's the point we can begin to collaborate with everyone, include practitioner, government, and also the Indonesian, the younger generation, to make silat the awareness is spread out. I think that's it.
Okay, that is really interesting because, as you said before, Indonesian kids usually knows more about other countries' martial arts and doesn't really learn about pencaksilat until they know about the tradition, the history, and also the heritage, and they will find it really fun. From what I can see here, pencaksilat is actually really unique than other martial arts from across the globe because it has different forms, different schools, and maybe different path that you can take just from silat alone. And how do you, final question, how do you see the future of pencaksilat in Indonesia and also the world, and what are the innovations that Indonesia, especially the silat Minangkabau, that must do to develop and accept it by the international community, especially with the plans to stage it at the Olympics and maybe like the blockbusters movies in the future?
Yes, the pencaksilat, the potential is very huge there in international stage. With established the standard rules as a benchmark, we know that a lot of strengths in silat, as Indonesia is very rich. There are a lot of strengths in Indonesian silat. So I think, it's good foundation for the sports to be globally recognized. However, the strategy to develop needs to be careful thought. The focus should be, I think should be a shift a little, not just on chasing the picture. Since silat is our natural martial art, we can give a chance to other countries to winning, to victory, to access the silat more. So when it comes to Olympic, when other country is winning the silat, we need to feel like proud that silat is already win by other countries. So silat is already grow, already big out of Indonesia. So I think that's the one point we can do to elevate silat in international. Especially the Olympics one, in the essence of that. And for the innovation itself, because silat is not only self-defense thing or the sport competitive, but silat is a way of the traditional people. Years ago, people used silat as a philosophical thing to living their life. And also, this could be, we can emphasize this, that our philosophical things, because as we in Tadharimo Minangkabau, we receive a lot of students coming from other country. We also have an online student. Maybe you never thought about online student. Yeah, we have an online student from the London, from the Malaysia, from the Singapore. They not only attract by silat as a self-defense, but also the philosophy, also about the movement, how the unique silat was not only as a sport, but also as a way of life. I think that's something very attractive and meaningful. So it's not only a sport, but as a living tradition that tells the story of Indonesian cultural identity. That Indonesia is very rich about that.
Okay, thank you so much, Farah, for giving us the information and also the knowledge about Silat. And I hope the best for your school in Silat Harimau Minangkabau. And maybe if you want to share to our audience on where you can visit and see Silat Harimau Minangkabau, maybe you can share it to us right now.
Yes, okay. So we located in Jakarta, West Sumatra, and also in Kanbaru. We plan to grow our place to the Yogyakarta and something else, somewhere else. Yeah, in Jakarta, you can find us at the South Jakarta in Tebet. Okay, and you guys can find us at social media, our social media, Instagram, at Silat Harimau Minang, at Silat Harimau underscore Minangkabau. Also, if we have the time, I want to show you what was the weapon from West Sumatra with the Krambi. May I demonstrate some of our weapons?
Oh,
here?
Sure. That is really appreciated. Maybe you can share it to us right now.
Can I take the weapon first?
Oh, sure, sure.
Sure. Okay.
Mau nunjukin senjata.
Okay, so this is the
Krambi. Oh, I've seen it. It's really amazing. Wow.
Yes, it's really amazing.
John Wick used that, and the shape of it is really... Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
It's they have one side here is sharp. It's actually, this one is dummy, and what one is here is very sharp here, actually. Yeah, this is how to spin it.
Oh.
Okay. Something like that. Yes. I think the things that we can grow how the content in Indonesia, we need to make more choreographic content to attract the attention for younger people who wants to learn about silat. So we not only make the old school content about how the tradition it was, but we can include the content that the younger person can learn about how to self-defense in silat and how the entertaining about the silat. So we can start the content from that.
Oh.
So the awareness could be spread out.
Yeah, indeed. Because by you showing us that, like showing the movement on how to use that lethal weapon, is actually really interesting. So if you're maybe interested, maybe sometimes we can, like, you know, make a video about how do you use it and maybe learn about the tradition and also the heritage and also the history of Silat and that weapon itself. And if you're interested, just make sure to contact the person that contacted you.
That's a very good idea. I need to follow up this.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, boy listener, and thank you so much, Farah, for accompanying me in this special interview about the future of Silat in Indonesia and also showing it how to continue and strive in the modern times of the Silat acknowledged by the world, of, especially in UNESCO. So thank you so much, and always stay tuned for more information and also history and martial arts from Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online.
Kau jitu aku. Berlari lagi. berhenti langkahkan kaki. Jangan kita menunggu lagi.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Just keep dreaming. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Keep it with you. said I'd ask for a pearl.
All I need is your love tonight. All I need is your love tonight.
People may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. There are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. There are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farms, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda sao ceremony. The all night long ceremony features.
Here's the news. The Financial Services Authority of Lampung reported that as of January 2025, the province's Sharia banking sector experienced significant growth. The total assets increased by 1.09 trillion rupiah, about 16.01%, reaching 7.93 trillion rupiah. Financing distribution also rose by 15.58%, totaling of 6.21 trillion rupiah. The next news, the East Java Provincial Government and the Regional Leadership Council of Real Estate Indonesia East Java are collaborating to bolster the housing sector. Governor Kofifa Indra Prawansa emphasized the importance of synergy between the government and property developers to meet the national target of constructing 3 million houses annually. This partnership also aims to enhance community welfare through sustainable social programs, including the implementation of productive zakat initiatives. And that was the news.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman bermain ular tangga menari-nari bebas rasa-rasanya baru kemarin rasa ku lihat awan menari ternyata seperti permen kapas biar angin bertiup kita rentangkan harap rasanya masih baru kemarin na 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 la 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 na 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 sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La la la. Rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. Embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yes, right to the bone when we hit the tone.